Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It looks like Floyd is staying in Iowa City. We'll have the scores from the Big Ten with Jonathan Lowe and a look at the top 25, the Missouri Valley, and an update on the Pioneer League in a moment. We have a full slate of games in the Northern Sun. Most teams had a bye week last week in the Northern Sun, and they're right back at it. And Augustana remains unbeaten. Bethel remains unbeaten with the big win today in the MIAC. We have the UMAC, and we'll go east of the St. Croix with the WIAC. Let's get to the scores here in the Northern Sun. These are finals. Bemidji State beat Jamestown 47-25. We'll get a game report with the voice of the Beavers, Kevin Reed, a little bit later on. The UMD Bulldogs win big in Duluth. A wild one there. UMD 54, Mary 32. And Jeff Papis filed a game report. We'll hear that later on in the show. Sioux Falls winner on the road at Minot State, 24-17. We believe the longtime voice of the Cougars, Tom Frederick, will file a report before he hits the road and that long journey from Minot to Sioux Falls. Augustana wins at Southwest Minnesota State, 57-29. The Vikings remain the lone unbeaten in the Northern Sun with a big win over the Mustangs today. We hope our good friend Kelly Loft will find time in his busy schedule to file a report on that one. Wayne State beat number 9 Minnesota State today, 33-20. Second loss this year for the Mavericks, putting their NCAA playoff hopes in jeopardy. And late in the fourth, Winona State leading Concordia St. Paul along the river, 24-14. Let's jump over to the MIAC today in all finals. League leader Bethel beat McAllister 53-0. And you can't forget about Carleton. They were right there. Well, they get blown out by St. John's in Collegeville today. Johnnies win it 49-10. So Bethel now all alone atop the MIAC. Gustavus wins at Hamlin 63-9. Concordia winner in Minneapolis over Augsburg 26-7. And a wild one in Northfield. St. Olaf beats St. Scholastica 44-41. Olies get the victory there. Let's get over to the WIAC today. And great race shaping up in the WIAC. And some big games. And River Falls blows out Eau Claire 73-21. Stout beat Stevens Point 42-22. Whitewater top Platteville 29-19. And then a little bit later start, Oshkosh at La Crosse. This is a key showdown. It was a 2 o'clock kickoff. And the latest score has La Crosse leading big 42-13 early in the fourth quarter. Over in the UMAC today, we have one final in the books, and it was Martin Luther winning on the road at Westminster 38-28. Morris was on the road at Greenville. Don't see a final on that one yet. It was a noon start, and Greenville did win it 27-20, so it is a final. And we've got Crown at Northwestern, and they'll be playing in Roseville tonight at 7 o'clock. And the University of Northwestern campus in Roseville is gorgeous. They have tremendous facilities there. Football, baseball, softball. They've got a great gym for hoops and volleyball. They've just done a phenomenal job there. It is 4:41, and you're up to date on the regional scoreboard. Now we've got the Big Ten, the top 25, and more. And let's turn it over to Jonathan Lowell.
Thank you very much, Steve. It is an honor to be working with you in full today. Usually I just come in for the football festivities, but I'm in full here in the studio producing today, so it's an honor to be back with you for another week of frivolity, of fantasticness, of other F-words I can't say on the radio, because it's so lovely, wonderful, beautiful Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere, and we get it rolling in the Big Ten with the Pig being in play. The Pig is in play this week, and unfortunately for Minnesota, that just means fried bacon. They are fried bacon today, because Iowa... Last night I was on with Henry Lake. I was producing for Henry Lake, and we talked at the end of the show about Minnesota-Iowa. I thought Minnesota had a chance to win this. I thought they had a better offense than Iowa by a touch, and Iowa had a better defense by a touch. I was proven wrong. I'm glad that I did not bet anything with Henry Lake, because this is a beatdown today. 31-0 Iowa midway through the third quarter, and the Hawkeyes have the ball on Minnesota's side of the 50. Minnesota's had no offense today. Zero offense for against the Hawkeyes, and as Steve has been saying the last 90 minutes, looks like Floyd is staying in Iowa City this year. There's a much closer game in Seattle. It's about 10 minutes ago in the third quarter. Number 23, Illinois at Washington. The Huskies up 21-17 on the Illini. Win here, either team looking to get to 6-2. They're both 5-2 on the season. Early today, another 5-2 versus 5-2 matchup in Lincoln. Nebraska taking on a suddenly hot Northwestern team, and the Cornhuskers, after a disappointing loss last week to the Gophers, they rebound and get a 28-21 victory. The Huskers are now 6-2 on the season. The Wildcats fall to 5-3. In West Lafayette, Purdue's struggles continue. Rutgers goes in and wins over the Boilermakers 27-24. In Bloomington, down the road from West Lafayette and Bloomington, you could possibly say the hottest team, especially with respect to record, in the Big Ten going into today was UCLA. They'd won three in a row. They beat Penn State. They started the tumble for Penn State, the real tumble to James Franklin's firing, in my opinion. They had nothing in the tank today. The Hoosiers showed why they're number two in the country. Absolutely dusted the Bruins. 56-6, the final over in Bloomington today. Indiana now 8-0 on the year. Coming up later today, in about an hour 15, it's going to be Wisconsin in Eugene taking on number 6 Oregon. And in about a little under 2 hours, it's the Battle of Michigan. Michigan, Michigan State from East Lansing, the 25th-ranked Wolverines, trying to hold down their little brother Spartans. To the top 25 scoreboard we go, and we got a close one just starting the second half in, they think they just started the second half in Columbia, South Carolina. Number 4, Alabama, up 14-6 on the Gamecocks. It is just about to kick off in the third quarter, about 11 minutes to go in Ames. Number 11, BYU, just got a field goal. They've cut the lead for Iowa State to force Cyclones up 24-20. In Nash Vegas, number 10, Vanderbilt. That's right, I said number 10, Vanderbilt, y'all. That is not a typo. That is not a misprint. That is the true nature of the Commodores. They are tied with number 15, Missouri, at 3. A big factor in the game, Missouri starting quarterback Bo Prabula just got injured on a 4th-and-goal play as Mizzou was trying to punch it in for 7 for the first touchdown of the game. He got into a walking boot, basically into a boot, automatically, and they had to cart him off and wheel him off the field. So Mizzou going with another quarterback as Vanderbilt and Missouri both 6-1, trying to get to 7-1 on the season. Number 21, Cincinnati, leads at home at the half over Baylor, 24-6. Number 14, Texas Tech, they're up 28-donut on Oklahoma State with about 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Number 22, Texas, they are down. They're trailing at Mississippi State with 2.5 to go in the first half. 17-14 the score there. Scores from earlier today. Number 7, Georgia Tech, they end up winning and getting to 8-0 on the season. They beat Syracuse 41-16. Number 8, Ole Miss, heads into Norman and takes down number 13, Oklahoma, 34-26. Number 18, South Florida, went on the road to Memphis. Another battle of 6-1 teams, a sneaky battle. And Memphis comes back to win. I believe they were 14 down. Outscored South Florida 17-0 in the fourth quarter and win at the Liberty Bowl. Actually, it's called Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium now, but come on, it's a Liberty Bowl. 34-31, the Tigers get to 7-1, take down the 18th-ranked Bulls. Number 16, Virginia. They were on Bill Belichick watch this week. That's right, Bill Belichick watch is back. Wow. As they take on Virginia, and the Tar Heels took Virginia to overtime. 16th-ranked Cavaliers trying to get to 7-1 on the season. Virginia scored, took the extra point in OT. Carolina scored, went for 2, ended up a half yard short. Carolina loses again, folks. 17-16, the Wahoos get to 7-1, and Belichick's boys are 2-5 on the season. Scores coming up later today, or games coming up later today. At 6, it'll be number 9 Miami hosting Stanford. It'll be number 19 Louisville later tonight taking on Boston College. Number 20 LSU hosts number 3 Texas A&M. Number 17 Tennessee is at Kentucky. And number 24 Arizona State will be home to Houston. That's another sneaky good one coming up at about 7 o'clock tonight. Let's head to FCS and the Missouri Valley. We start with Northern Iowa. They are trailing big time. About 5 minutes to go in Carbondale. Southern Illinois looking like they're going to give the Panthers another loss, 31-3 the score there. At the half at the Alaris Center, it is North Dakota leading Indiana State 24-3. The Fighting Hawks looking to get to 6-2 on the season. Oh, rough finish. A rough finish at the Dakota Dome today. Illinois State holds off South Dakota. The Coyotes fall to 5-4, 21-13 the final there. But it they're all appetizers today. I'm sorry, folks. They're all appetizers today in FCS. To the marker battle. Number 1, North Dakota State. At number 2, South Dakota State. 7 o'clock kickoff tonight at Dana J. Dykhouse Stadium in Brookings. That is a showdown you want to take note of later on this evening. Also, let's head to the Pioneer League where St. Thomas is starting to get on a roll again. They win at Stetson. Head down to Florida to take on Stetson and win 52-10. The Tommies are now 5-3. And again, they're hitting that Pioneer schedule where they've been a really good team in the league, in that league. So they're getting back their confidence as they go through this season.
All right, very good, Jonathan. And Iowa's extended their lead 34-0 over Minnesota late third quarter at Kinnick. And you're right. I mean, this has just been a beatdown all day today. Floyd looking for a one-year lease on a nice apartment on campus. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll start getting into the game reports. League leader Bethel, big win today. We'll take a look at that. And once again, we got game reports. UMD Bulldogs, a big win. Bemidji State, a big win today. And much more coming up here on College Football Final.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
McAllister on the road at Bethel in the MIAC today. The Royals moved to 7-0 overall, 6-0 in conference play. They led at 14-0 after one. They extended their lead to 35-0 at the half. They tack on 15 in the third, 3 in the fourth, win at 53-0 today. Some of the individual stats for the Royals. Cooper Drew is their outstanding quarterback, 26 of 34, 306 yards, 5 touchdowns. He did throw a pick today. On the ground today, Drews was the leading rusher, 4 carries, 82 yards and a touchdown. David Gibley, the running back, 11 carries, 49 yards, 2 scores in the game today. Receiving, Albert Rundle, 10 catches, 168 yards, 2 touchdowns. Aiden Eckert, 13 catches, 97 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And the Bethel Royals cruise to a victory today over McAllister at home. And coming up next Saturday, Bethel will be on the road at Concordia. Tough trip to play the Cobbers. Next week, St. John's at Gustavus. Augsburg's travels to Carleton. Hamlin will be at St. Scholastica. And St. Olaf travels to St. Paul to play McAllister. That'll be a night game for the Scots right there on Snelling Avenue in St. Paul. Once again, the finals in the MIAC today. Read as such. And here on this Saturday afternoon, Concordia, once again, a winner at Augsburg, 27-6. Gustavus wins at Hamlin, 63-9. St. John's beat Carleton, 49-10. And St. Olaf beat St. Scholastica in Northfield, 44-41. Let's jump over to the Northern Sun. The UMD Bulldogs have high hopes of getting to the NCAA tournament. And they were hosting Mary today, and with the game report, here's Jeff Papas.
Steve, a tremendous day for a couple of UMD Bulldogs. First off, the 15th-ranked Dogs defeated Mary 54-32 to improve to 7-1 on the season. Kyle Waljasper, the senior quarterback, 13 out of 16 for 258 yards and a career-high 6 touchdown passes before being pulled in the second half, but an even better day for his freshman tight end, Luke Denneke of Andover, 8 catches, 230 yards. He missed the single-game UMD record by only 19 yards, that set by Tim Battaglia against Concordia in 2003. 8 catches, 230 yards, 4 touchdowns, 155 of those yards after the catch. He is special to watch in the open field. UMD trailed 11-8 after the first quarter, Damani Wilkes with an 8-yard touchdown reception, staking Mary to the early lead, but Denneke had touchdown receptions of 75, 20, 27, and 45 yards from Wal Jasper in this game as the Bulldogs blew the game open. In the second quarter, they led it 37-18 at halftime thanks to a 29-point second quarter. Wal Jasper also led UMD in rushing with 9 carries for 90 yards and his 10th rushing touchdown of the season. Freshman Cooper Lawton with 5 carries for 42 yards. Ryder Patterson from Lakeville, 6 out of 37. And Francis O'Malley, 4 carries for 30 yards for the Bulldogs, who rolled up 201 yards rushing and 300 yards passing for a 501-yard total offense day. For Mary, Jordan Polo Solomon, their senior quarterback, 20 out of 38 for 295 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. It was the bright spot for them today, but the Bulldogs win it going away. They're the only team in the NSIC to have scored 50 or more points 3 times this year, and they head off to Jamestown next week. Jeff Papas reporting.
All right, very good, Jeff. Outstanding. One of the all-time great guys, Jeff Papas, the voice of UMD Bulldog football. Bemidji State beat Jamestown 47-25. Sioux Falls wins on the road at Minot State. We'll hear from the voice of the Beavers, Kevin Reed, and the voice of the Cougars, Tom Frederick, a little bit later on. Augustana wins at Southwest Minnesota State today. Augustana, the lone unbeaten in the Northern Sun. The Vikings win it 57-29. We hope to hear from Kelly Loft in Marshall today. Wayne State knocks off number 9 Minnesota State, 33-20 today in Wayne, America. And Winona State beat Concordia St. Paul 24-14. Let's jump over to the WIAC today, and it was Whitewater beating Platteville 29-19. Stout beat Stevens Point 42-22, and River Falls beat Eau Claire 73-21. Martin Luther wins at Westminster 38-28. Greenville beat Morris, and Crown is at Northwestern tonight in the UMAC. We have the news, we have the weather, and then more college football final on the way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is college football final. Steve Thompson, Jonathan Lowe. Lindsey Brown has the day off today. We've got more game reports coming up momentarily. And, of course, another rundown of the Big Ten, the top 25 of the Missouri Valley. Tommies get a win on the road against Stetson today. And, of course, Bethel wins big in the MIAC today. And Augustana remains unbeaten with a win at Southwest Minnesota State. Today, a full slate of games in the Northern Sun on this Saturday afternoon. And then, of course, we have the WIAC. It was Oshkosh at La Crosse, and it is a final. La Crosse wins it 44-13. Whitewater beat Platteville 29-18. Stout over Stevens Point 42-22. And then River Falls wins at Eau Claire. The final there is 73-21. Greenville beat Morris 27-20 final. The other final, Martin Luther wins on the road at Westminster 38-28. And then Crown, they're at Northwestern in Roseville tonight, and that'll be a 7 o'clock game. And I think they got a break weather-wise. We had light showers around the area, and that rain has moved out of the area. All the rain now showing up on radar is tracking east of the St. Croix and the Mississippi now into Wisconsin. It'll give way to clearing overnight, and then we should see a sunny Sunday in these parts tomorrow. Let's run down those Northern Sun scores again, and then we'll jump over to the Big Ten, the top 25 scores with Jonathan in a moment. Bemidji State beat Jamestown 47-25. The Beavers got off to a slow start. They're playing better now. UMD rolled over Mary 54-32. Jeff Papas had a game report for us. Sioux Falls wins at Minot 24-17. Tom Frederick will file a report shortly. Augustana beat Southwest Minnesota State 57-29. Wayne State knocks off number 9 Minnesota State down in Nebraska 33-20. Big loss for the Mavericks. That's 2 on the year for them. And Winona State beat Concordia St. Paul by a score of 24-14. And now that MIAC scoreboard, Bethel league leader beat McAllister 53-0. St. John's rolled over Carlton 49-10 in Collegeville. A wild one, St. Olaf beat St. Scholastica 44-41. We'll get a game report on that. Gustavus wins at Hamlin 63-9. And Concordia, winner at Augsburg, Edward Nelson Field 26-7. The final in that one. You're caught up locally. Oh, by the way, Gophers put a field goal on the board at the end of the third. Iowa leads at 34-3. Not sure what the strategy is beyond avoiding the upset. Maybe he'll get asked. P.J. Fleck, postgame. By the way, fans starting to clear out of Kinnick. Iowa in command, 34-3, early in the fourth in Iowa City. I don't mean to steal your thunder, Jonathan Lowe, but let's get to the Big Ten, the top 25. I'll tell you what, Indiana is the real deal. Listen for this score coming up. And, Jonathan, take it away.
Thank you, Steve, very much. And as you said, we have an Ed Stat update from Kinnick Stadium. The Gophers have scored. That's your instant update. Ooh. The Gophers are not going to get shut out today, folks. Ooh. That's it's about as good as I can give it to you right there at this moment. So let's go ahead and get into this lovely, wonderful, beautiful, except up here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Lovely Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. And we got a couple of an instant update, another possible instant update, but we'll get to that in just a minute. We get it rolling in the Big Ten. Not a good day. Gophers are cooked like a royal ham at Christmas. It's not good in Iowa City today. The Hawkeyes are going to retain Floyd Rosedale early in the fourth quarter. They lead Minnesota 34-3 unless you can have the biggest pre-Christmas miracle of all. Tiny Tim and Santa Claus and all of those good things. They need to happen for the Gophers to pull out a win.
Yeah, spiral cut honey ham.
Yeah. That's what they are today, folks. Just was not good. Let's go to the other game, the other early fourth quarter game in the Big Ten, which is actually pulled away itself. Number 23, Illinois, the Fightin' Brett Bielemas are in trouble in Seattle. Washington has extended their lead to 35-17 with, again, 14 minutes to go in the game. Illinois has the ball, but they're going to need – they're down three possessions. They're going to need to score and score quickly to get back in this one. Finals from earlier in the day. Nebraska, they get to 6-2 on the season. They lost to this Minnesota team last week, folks. Yikes. Nebraska gets a win over Northwestern in Lincoln, 28-21. Rutgers goes on the road. They win at Purdue, 27-24. The game of the early day that was on your local Fox station, your local Fox affiliate, number 2 Indiana. They're riding high. They're number 2 in the country. They're trying to get to 8-0. They had UCLA coming in what could be considered a trap game because UCLA has won 3 in a row. They've looked impressive with wins over Penn State with a couple of more wins in that mix. There was nothing keeping these two close today. Indiana scored early. They scored often. It was 35-3 at the half. It ends up 56-6. The Hoosiers 8-0 with a bullet, folks. Unbelievable what they're doing. Kurt Cignetti, he's earning his money early. He's earning his contract right away after signing that big extension. Game's coming up later tonight. Wisconsin. Could this be the end of Luke Fickell? You never know. It's not looking good for him. The Badgers on the road in Eugene to take on number 6 Oregon. Number 25 Michigan heads up the road to East Lansing to take on their brotherly matchup in Michigan State. That's the NBC Saturday night Big Ten game of the night. Now we head to the top 25 scoreboard, where it is midway through the third quarter, and there's some intriguing things happening in Columbia, South Carolina. Even with the undefeated teams out here, people are saying the best team, the hottest team, number 4 Alabama. Bama is in a fight. It is 14-12 tied leading, but the Gamecocks have the ball again, 6.5 to go in the third period. We just had a score in Ames. Number 11 BYU went up on Iowa State 27-24 a couple of minutes ago, but Iowa State gets it back down the field with the help of a big run from Carson Hansen. They get a field goal. It is knotted at 27 with about 90 seconds left in the third quarter. In Nashville, another instant score. Missouri coming back after their starting quarterback got injured and got wheeled off of the field, have come back down after Vanderbilt got an 80-yard touchdown run. Missouri got the ball, missed the field goal, hit it off the upright. The next play, 80-yard touchdown run for Vanderbilt, first touchdown of the game, 10-3 Vanderbilt. Missouri comes back down the field with a freshman quarterback, scores to make it 10-10. It is knotted at 10 with 12:49 left in the game. Number 21, Cincinnati. They are up on Baylor 24-12, about 8 minutes to go in the third. At the half in Lubbock, number 14, Texas Tech, running away with it over Oklahoma State 28-0. At the half in Starkville, shocker coming up here. Number 22, Texas, down 10 to Mississippi State, 24-14. Finals from earlier in the day. Number 7, Georgia Tech. They win at home, get to 8-0. They beat Syracuse, 41-16. Number 8, Ole Miss. Number 13, Oklahoma and Norman. It was a showdown, and it was a back-and-forth affair. The Rebels come out on top, 34-26, get to 7-1 on the season. Memphis at the Liberty Bowl, hosting number 18, South Florida, a huge matchup in the American Conference, and it goes the way of the Tigers. They come from 14 down, score 17 in the fourth quarter to win 34-31. The Bulls drop to 6-2. Tigers now 7-1 on the season. Number 16, Virginia, they go to overtime in Chapel Hill. They get a touchdown, get the extra point. They hold North Carolina out on a two-point conversion and win it. The Wahoos now 7-1, 17-16 the final there. Coming up later this evening, Stanford will travel cross-country to go to number 9, Miami. Number 19, Louisville, they'll host Boston College. Number 3, Texas A&M goes on the road to Death Valley. A night game in Baton Rouge, folks, as they go to number 20, LSU. Number 17, Tennessee takes on outer state rival Kentucky in Lexington, and number 24 Arizona State, they host Houston. That is a big game, folks, in the Big 12, as is Iowa State BYU. So a couple of very big games at the top of those Big 12 standings going through this evening. Let's head to FCS, where we do have a final from the Missouri Valley, including one of the local teams. Actually, looks like two finals now. South Dakota at home. They drop the game to Illinois State, fall to 5-4. The Coyotes lose 21-13. In Carbondale, Northern Iowa gets another loss. They're 2-6 now, 31-17 the final against Southern Illinois. In Grand Forks at the Alaris Center, North Dakota has pulled away in the early portion of the third quarter from Indiana State. It is 30-3, Fighting Hawks on top. And then the big game tonight, number one in FCS, North Dakota State, at number two in FCS, South Dakota State, the marker battle, 7 o'clock this evening. It is slated for ESPNU, folks, so you will have some televised action on that across the country, really. That's going to be a nice game to watch. And then we have the Pioneer League, where St. Thomas is a winner today in DeLand, Florida, over Stetson, the final 52-10. Tommies get the 5-3 on the season.
All right, very good, Jonathan. We are up to date on all the scores around the Big Ten, the top 25, the Missouri Valley, and, of course, the Pioneer League and the Tommies today. And, of course, we've had all the scores out of the Northern Sun, the MIAC, the UMAC. There is a tilt there tonight in Roseville. And we've checked the WIAC. All the games have gone final. We'll get into the game reports in a moment. Out of the gate, Bemidji State. We'll get an update on Sioux Falls and their win at Minot. We'll go to Collegeville, St. John's and Carleton today. Ryan Klinkner will join us. St. Olaf gets a win at home today. Michael Abdallah, they'll all join us on the way on College Football Final here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is College Football Final, a Saturday tradition here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. And let's jump into those game reports. And a big thanks to everyone who filed game reports today. Things have changed over the years. We used to do it live. It would be call-in. They would need to wait on hold. Now it's just super easy to record and send. And first, a report sent in today, Kevin Reed, the voice of the Bemidji State Beavers. And they got a win today. Kev?
The Bemidji State Beavers made it 3 in a row and improved to 3-5 on the season with a 47-25 win at Chet Anderson Stadium over Jamestown today. Beavers jumped out early. It was 27-0. Three touchdown catches by Jake Hill, the redshirt senior out of Osseo, and a touchdown run of 2 yards from Antonio Brown, the redshirt sophomore for the Beavers from Illinois, and it was 27-0. However, Jamestown got a field goal and after a turnover cashed in a touchdown on a 5-yard run from Zach Hemmett, and suddenly at the half it was 27-10. Jamestown began the third quarter with the ball, but the gangrene defense had a 3-and-out. The offense was able to put up a couple of touchdowns, including a touchdown run from Isaiah Tisdall out of Woodbury, the redshirt freshman, and another touchdown for senior Drayton Lehman out of Mosinee, Wisconsin. It was 41-10 at the end of three. Jamestown was able to put up a couple of touchdowns in the fourth quarter to close it to 41-25, but the Beavers had the last score of the game, and it wound up 47-25 in favor of Bemidji State. Again, the Beavers are 3-5. Jamestown is now 1-6. Antonio Brown for the Beavers finished with 108 yards on the ground with that touchdown. Isaiah Tisdall also with a touchdown, and quarterback Zach Romack with a touchdown rushing today for the Beavers. And for Jamestown on the ground, they were led by their quarterback, Cole Henches, the senior out of Sartell. Sorry, he's a redshirt sophomore. Change the letters around from SR to RS. Cole Henches from Sartell, he carried it for 85 yards today. He also threw it for 107 yards and 2 touchdowns. Bart McCannich, the redshirt freshman out of Mankato, the quarterback for the Beavers, finished 20 of 23 for 216 yards and 4 touchdowns on the day. Again, the Beavers win 47-25. And next up for the Beavers, the battle for the Axe next Saturday in Moorhead, a noon kickoff, as they take on the Dragons in the annual Axe game. I have to skedaddle. Speaking of Sartell, that's who comes to town tonight to play Bemidji in a Section 8 5A game, and that's coming up at 7 o'clock, so I better run. Reporting from the Chet, it's Kevin Reed.
All right, there he is, Kevin Reed, voice of the Beavers, a busy man. And by the way, we'll have high school football scores, 5A through 9 players, second round in the state today and tonight. By the way, Moorhead plays at Northern State. Northern State certainly playing very good football right now. They have been on a roll as of late. They upset UMD in Aberdeen. Once again, a couple of weeks back, so they are playing very good football. MSU Moorhead at Northern State, the lone night game in the Northern Sun. Let's jump over to the MIAC today. Augsburg at home in Minneapolis, Concordia in town, and Don Stoner joins us live. Don, tell us how it went.
Well, it's speaking of very busy, it's a very busy day here at the Edor Nelson Field Press Box. Right now, in the midst of a men's soccer game, showdown between number 7 Augsburg and number 4 ranked St. Olaf, 7-4 in the country, and the Auggies lead 1-0 at halftime. But back to football, Concordia Moorhead came out on top of Augsburg 26-7 earlier today. Concordia pretty much took control of the game, at least the tempo of the game early on. They ended up outgaining Augsburg by a 98-2 margin in the first quarter en route to a 301-284 advantage in total offense in the game, and they controlled the ball for 34 minutes compared to 25 minutes for Augsburg. Concordia took advantage of 4 interceptions, turned a couple of those into touchdowns in the game. For the Cobbers, Mason Hughes rushed 16 times for 90 yards and a touchdown. Nick Walter, 10 carries for 20 yards and a touchdown. The Cobbers also got an interception return for a touchdown. The interception return for a touchdown coming from Kyle Modges, one of his 2 interceptions that he had in the game. Lone touchdown for Augsburg was by Caden Rotkowicz, the quarterback, passing an 8-yard touchdown pass to Ben Davis with 9:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Tyrone Wilson, the Aggies receiver, caught 17 passes for 133 yards. Ben Davis, 8 passes for 77 yards. Jeremy Selzer, 10 of 18 passing for 141 yards and a touchdown for Concordia. He had a 27-yard TD pass to Ron Gallegos in the fourth quarter. You mentioned Mason Hughes, 16 carries for 19 yards. J.D. Sia had 10 tackles for the Cobbers. Troy Hansen, 2 sacks for the Cobber defense. And R.J. Tokolis, the linebacker for the Auggies, had 9 tackles. And Foster Mulvihill had a sack for the Auggies. Augsburg now 3-4 on the season. They'll be at Carlton next Saturday. Concordia now 5-2 on the year. And they will host Bethel next Saturday. Back to
All
soccer.
Right, Don, thanks. Thanks so much. Once again, Don Stoner, and a busy day at Augsburg. Once again, Concordia beats the Auggies 26-7. Gustavus beat Hamlin 63-9. Bethel over McAllister 53-0 today. St. John's rolls over Carlton 49-10. And St. Olaf beats St. Scholastica 44-41. Let's try and get in one more game report today in the Northern Sun. Sioux Falls has had a roller coaster ride this year. They're on the road at Minot State. Longtime voice of the Cougars, Tom Frederick, filed this report a little while ago.
The University of Sioux Falls had a come-from-behind win in Minot this afternoon, trailing 17-10 at the half. Cougars scored twice in the third quarter and made it stand up for a 24-17 road victory. In that third quarter, redshirt freshman Tate Schaefer from Lincoln High School in Sioux Falls hit junior wide receiver Adonis Hutchinson twice for scores. The first one from 63 yards, the second one 15 yards. Cougars led it 3-0 after one. They were up 10-0 before Minot State scored 17 unanswered points to go into the half, leading by a touchdown. Carson Chrisman, one of two 100-yard rushers for the Beavers, had a 22-yard touchdown run. following Devin Daniels' 45-yard scamper for a score in that second period. Cougars had a career-high 165 yards rushing from Bubba Tan. Hutchinson had over 100 yards in receptions. The Cougars did get outgained in the game, 373 to 333. Minot State, using a flexbone triple option offense, rushed for 304 yards, but again was shut out in the second half as Sioux Falls wins it 24-17. Cougars improved to 5-3 on the year. They're now 4-3 in the league. Minot State dips to 2-6 on the season, 2-5 in the Northern Sun. Sioux Falls will be at home next weekend entertaining Winona State, while Minot travels to the University of Mary. This is Tom Frederick reporting.
All right, there he is, Tom Frederick, once again, the voice of the Cougars. Quick break. We'll have an update on the weather. We'll go to Collegeville, St. John's and Carleton in action today. And we'll go to Northfield and St. Olaf. Got a win. The Olies beat St. Scholastica. Those game reports on the way here in College Football Final on News Talk 830 WCCO. It is a beatdown in Iowa City. Iowa led it 31-0 at halftime. They lead it 41-3 late in the game. Gophers' only points come on a field goal at the end of the third quarter. And Iowa put another touchdown on the board. They lead it 41-3. Floyd of Rosedale will stay in Iowa City. Meanwhile, a beatdown in St. Paul. Utah all over Minnesota 3-0. Late first period there. The Mammoth putting it to the Wild 3-0 in the first period. Timberwolves take on Indiana tomorrow night. Home opener at Target Center. That's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And then the playoffs start for the Loons Monday, I believe, Major League Soccer playoffs there. All right, let's jump back to the regional game reports, and let's get over to the MIAC today. St. John's at home taking on Carleton. The Knights had had a good year, but it was all Johnny's today, and Ryan Klinkner filed this report.
Good afternoon, Steve. The 11th-ranked St. John's football team rolled to a 49-10 win over Carleton today on a rare overcast day during family weekend in Collegeville. The Johnnies scored touchdowns on their first four possessions and built a 28-0 halftime lead, finishing with 564 yards of offense to the Knights' 187. Quarterback Trey Feeney, a junior from Moorhead, ended the day 33 of 41 passing for 409 yards and six touchdowns. Three of those touchdowns went to All-American wideout Dylan Wheeler, a senior from Moundsview, who caught 10 passes for 111 yards. Riley Schwellenbach, a junior wideout from Eastridge, caught 8 passes for 126 yards and a touchdown. Carson Hegerly, a sophomore wideout from West Fargo, totaled 2 touchdowns and 199 all-purpose yards, 70 receiving on 7 catches, 62 yards on kickoffs, and 67 yards on punt returns, including a 57-yard punt return for a score in the fourth quarter. Carleton quarterback Jack Curtis finished 29 of 36 passing for 194 yards and a touchdown with 4:58 remaining in the game. He was sacked 5 times. The Johnnies travel to face Gustavus Adolphus next Saturday in St. Peter, while Carleton returns home to host Augsburg.
All right, very good, Ryan. Once again, a longtime friend and contributor to the program, Ryan Klinkner, joining us from Collegeville. Another guy has been a longtime contributor and friend of the show, Michael Abdallah, St. Olaf, hosting St. Scholastica today, and a Wild win for the Olies. Michael filed this report.
In the lone close game of the day in the MIAC, St. Olaf staged a fourth-quarter comeback that culminated in a walk-off 29-yard field goal by Marshall's Ethan Hess as time expired to give the Olies a 44-41 victory over St. Scholastica this afternoon at Klein Field at Manitou. The win snapped the Olies' four-game losing streak and kept St. Olaf undefeated all time against St. Scholastica at 5-0. After 2 3-and-outs to start the game, St. Scholastica scored on its next 7 possessions, and led by as many as 14 points late in the third quarter. With the score tied at 41, the Saints methodically marched down to the St. Olaf 4-yard line inside the final 2 minutes, but fumbled on a 3rd-and-1 play out of a timeout when in position to at least kick the go-ahead field goal. After the turnover, St. Olaf quickly moved the ball into the red zone, thanks to a pair of long runs by Mankato's Gus Gartsky and a 26-yard completion from Prior Lake's Luke Crosby to St. Anthony's Eric Brunsvold, allowing Hess to drill a 29-yard field goal to give the O's their second consecutive win over the Saints on a last-second field goal. St. Olaf rushed for a whopping 390 yards, the second-highest total for the program since the 90s, and racked up 534 yards of total offense in the win. St. Michael's Brian Savi carried the ball 17 times for 231 yards and two scores before getting injured late in the third quarter. Blake Landon Dillon ran for 88 yards and a touchdown on 14 carries, while Gartsky had 86 yards on 10 rushes. Woodbury's Donald West was 22 for 37 for 284 yards with two touchdowns and no interceptions, as well as a rushing score for the Saints. ACGC product Javon Williams had 177 total yards, 98 rushing, 79 receiving, and a rushing touchdown for the visitors. Early on, St. Olaf built a 17-7 lead after the first quarter, behind rushing scores from Savi and Dillon, but St. Scholastica scored the next 24 points to take a 31-17 lead into the locker room. They always chipped away at the deficit in the third quarter, outscoring the Saints by a 17-7 margin to make it a 38-34 game heading to the fourth. In the fourth, a one-yard touchdown run by St. Paul Harding's Rob Two tied the game at 41-41 with 8:42 to go. After St. Scholastica ate up over 7 minutes of the clock to get down to the four-yard line, West lost possession of the ball on an option play, and Matamidi product Will Harris fell on the ball at the 17-yard line to set up St. Olaf's game-winning drive. St. Olaf now sits at 3-4 overall and 2-4 in the MIAC ahead of a trip to McAllister next week, while St. Scholastica falls to 2-5 overall, 1-5 in conference play in advance of hosting Hamlin on Saturday.
All right, very good, Michael. Thank you. By the way, Ole's and Scott's from St. Paul next Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Here's a slate of games. Next week in the MIAC, St. John's visits Gustavus, Bethel at Concordia, Augsburg travels to Carleton, and Hamlin will be in Duluth to play St. Scholastica. All of those 1 o'clock starts, and then the Ole's and the Scots in the game under the lights at 7 o'clock. Here are the finals. Concordia wins at Augsburg, 26-7. Gustavus beat Hamlin, 63-9. Bethel rolls over McAllister and Arden Hills, 53-0. St. John's tops Carleton, 49-10. And as you heard, St. Olaf beat St. Scholastica, 44-41. Let's jump back to the Northern Sun real quick. Finals today, UMD beat Mary 54-32, Bemidji State over Jamestown 47-25, Beavers have won three in a row after a miserable start, Sioux Falls beat Minot State 24-17, Augustana remains unbeaten, they win at Southwest Minnesota State 57-29, Wayne State over Minnesota State 33-20, tough loss for the Mavericks, Winona State beat Concordia St. Paul 24-14, under the lights, MSU Moorhead makes a trip to Northern State and Aberdeen. Next week, all matinees, a lot of noon starts. Southwest at Minnesota State, Wayne State at Concordia St. Paul, Bemidji State visits MSU Moorhead, UMD will be in Jamestown, Northern State at Augustana, Winona State travels to Sioux Falls, and Minot State will be in Bismarck to play Mary. Out of the UMAC today, here we go. Once again, final, Greenville beat visiting Minnesota Morris today, 27-20 down in Illinois. Martin Luther won at Westminster in Missouri, 38-28 tonight. Crown at Northwestern under the lights. And finally, out of the WIAC today, all the games have gone final. How about River Falls? Monster win at Eau Claire, 73-21. Stout beat Stevens Point in Menominee, 42-22. Whitewater a winner at home over Plantville, 29-19. And La Crosse thumps Oshkosh, 44-13. Next week in the WIAC, Stout at La Crosse, Oshkosh visits Plantville, Eau Claire at Stevens Point, and Whitewater the trip to River Falls. You're up to date on the regional scoreboard. Right now we want to bring in Jonathan Lowe. He'll have a look at the Big Ten. It's over in Iowa City. Indiana rolls to another big win in the Big Ten. He'll check the top 25. Tommy's win today on the road. And, of course, the Dakota Marker game in the Missouri Valley Football Conference, South Dakota State, North Dakota State. Jonathan Lowe, take it away.
Thank you so much, Steve, and we'll go through the quick version of this wonderful, beautiful Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere, and we get it rolling in the Big Ten. There is one game in action right now, 4.5 to go in Seattle, And Washington looks like they will get to 6-2 on the season. They have the ball on Illinois' side of the 50. They look like they'll take down the 23rd-ranked Illini, leading 42-25. A big win for the Huskies as they could get into the top 25 next week. It's all over with the celebratory drinking in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes just dominated the Gophers today. 41-3 the final. And Floyd Rosedale is being lifted by the Iowa players as we speak, and it will stay in Iowa City this season. Earlier today, Nebraska, they get to 6-2. They defeat Northwestern 28-21. Rutgers gets to 4-4 with a 27-24 win over Purdue. Indiana is second-ranked in the country for a reason, and they showed it. 56-6. They crush UCLA, and the Hoosiers are 8-0 on the year. What a magical run it's been the last year and two-thirds now for the Hoosiers. Coming up later tonight, in about 15 minutes, Wisconsin will be on the road at number 6, Oregon. In just under an hour, about 45 minutes from now, Michigan, number 25 in the country, they take on Michigan State. To the top 25 scoreboard, and we have some interesting things. Oh, my goodness, an instant update. Are you kidding me? In Nashville? We'll get to that in a second. Number 4, Alabama, they are now trailing by 8 at South Carolina. The Gamecocks leading 4th-ranked tied 22-14 with 9.5 left in that one. In Ames, number 11, BYU, they got a pick 6 to extend the lead. They're up 41-27 on the Cyclones as they take on Iowa State with 8 minutes to go in that one. There's something going on. There might have been a fumble at the goal line for Vanderbilt. Number 10, Vanderbilt. Number 15, Missouri, tied at 10 with 1:49 left in the game. And it doesn't look like there was a fumble. It looks like it's second and goal for Vanderbilt, basically on the 1 yard line as they try to punch it in, get to 7-1 on the season. Number 21, Cincinnati. They lead over Baylor, but Baylor is coming back a little bit. 27-18, the Bears looks like they just scored and missed a 2-point conversion. About 13.5 left in that one. Number 14, Texas Tech, all over Oklahoma State midway through the third, 35-0. Number 22, Texas is down late in the third quarter at Mississippi State, 24-14. Finals from earlier in the day, number 7, Georgia Tech, they defeat Syracuse, 41-16. Number 8, Ole Miss, travels to number 13, Oklahoma, and the Rebels come out with a 34-26 win. Number 18, South Florida, takes their second loss of the season. They lose at Memphis, 34-31. Number 16, Virginia, wins in overtime over Bill Belichick in North Carolina, 17-16. Coming up in just a few minutes, number 9, Miami, will host Stanford. Later tonight, it'll be Louisville, number 19 in the country, hosting Boston College. Number 3, Texas A&M, heads to number 20, LSU. Number 17, Tennessee, will battle Kentucky in Lexington. Number 24, Arizona State, hosts Houston. The FCS now, Missouri Valley, about 1:45 left in the third quarter. North Dakota with a big lead at home over Indiana State, 37-10. South Dakota, they could not win at the Dakota Dome today. They lose to Illinois State, 21-13. Southern Illinois wins at home over Northern Iowa, 31-17. And it is the Dakota marker game, as Steve mentioned, in about an hour 15. North Dakota State at South Dakota State. For number 1 in the country in FCS, 1-2, it'll be a very interesting matchup tonight. And St. Thomas gets a win in Florida today over Stetson, 52-10. The Tommies now 5-3 on the season.
Yeah, things not going particularly well for the local football teams. Gophers just get destroyed in Iowa City today, 41-3, and the Vikings, same deal, get destroyed at SoFi by the Chargers. And now they lick their wounds and get ready for a trip to Ford Field next week in the NFL. And oh, by the way, Corso will have it all covered tomorrow. Corso on a Sunday between 10 and noon. Got this word from producer Josh Wheeler. Chris Hine previews the Timberwolves opener and their 1-1 start. Tomorrow at 10:15, Tom Linneman, one of the great personalities, some NFL picks and more with Tom Linneman. And then at 11:05, Dane Mizutani, who covers the Vikings for the Pioneer Press. You hear him on the morning news with Vanita. A lot to go through on that Vikes beatdown in L.A. on Thursday night. That's coming up tomorrow morning between 10 and noon. here on News Talk 830 WCCO. When we come back, high school football, second round of the football playoffs. This includes 5A through 9 player. All the 6A teams were in action on Friday night. We've got some matinees. We've got some games tonight. We'll try and get those in a moment here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Game 1 of the World Series was Friday night. Blue Jays thumped the Dodgers 11-4. A Blue Jays 9 runs in the 6th inning on the way to the Game 1 victory. They go again tonight in Toronto. Dodgers and Blue Jays. Yamamoto against Gausman in that one. Go Blue Jays! And I'm not negative on Ohtani, but I'd love to see the Blue Jays win the World Series. All right, high school football, round 2 of the playoffs, and this is 5A through 9 player all over the state. Number of matinees today and a number of games tonight. 6A, the big schools, 16 games, all 32 teams in action. They will play again in their second round in 1 week. Let's get you up to date on as many scores as we can between now and the end of the program. Here are the finals in 5A. Matamidi rolls over to St. Paul Highland Park, 62-13. St. Thomas Academy downs Apple Valley, 39-13. Minneapolis Southwest beats St. Louis Park, 21-14. Minneapolis Washburn top Bloomington Jefferson, 27-18. Creighton-Durham Hall thumps Tartan, 47-6. Buffalo beat Robbinsdale Armstrong 22-7. Spring Lake Park, they were ranked number 2 in the final media poll in 5A, beat Robbinsdale Cooper 28-12. Spring Lake Park's got a great stadium. I love that place. Elk River beat Cambridge Isani 61-22. Watch out for the Elks. Monticello, a very good team. The Magic beat St. Francis 42-11. Two Rivers wins at Hastings 15-14. Chanhassen beat Mankato West 46-22. Watch out for Chan. 5A's got a lot of good teams. Their rival, Chaska, beat Mankato East 36-22. And then a lot of action coming up under the lights tonight. Still in 5A. Let's move over to 4A. And some finals there. 4A. Hill Murray beat St. Paul Johnson 59-18. Holy Angels down Minneapolis Roosevelt 35-0. Benilde St. Margaret's held off co-op. And that is St. Paul Academy, Minnehaha Academy, and Breck, SMB, 22-20. So Benilde St. Margaret's gets another win, and they advance to a section final. It was Holy Family outscoring Dazzle Cokato 35-32. Other finals in 4A football, Mabel Canton beat Leroy Olstrander. Leroy Olstrander 29-20. Rochester Leward over Chatfield 21-7. Caledonia beat Triton 39-7. Spring Grove beat Wabasha Kellogg 35-20. And once again, we've moved on from 4A, obviously, here. Let's jump over to 3A while we get a moment and circle back around to that. Holy Family beat Dallas Cokato, 3A game, 35-22. Minneapolis North beat Breck, 58-7. Pine Island down Lake City, 48-6. Jordan the Hubman beat Howard Lake Waverly Winston, 39-22. Waseca shut out Tri-City United, 21-0. Laverne shut out Albert Lee, 13-0. Annandale's got a great team. They've been near the top or at the top of the rankings all year. They wallop Pine City, 66-0. Foley down the Spectrum, 35-0. Litchfield beat Melrose Area, 56-35. Pequot Lakes, too much for Hibbing, 29-0. Piers all over Asco, 42-6. Dilworth, Glendon, Felton beat Perham, 35-0. Thief River Falls beat Minnewaska area, 28-21. Albany topped New London Spicer, 41-0. And a couple of games tonight, including Minneapolis Camden at St. Croix Lutheran. Let's see if we can get some 2A scores in before we run out of time. We already mentioned Rochester Lord over at Chatfield, 21-7. Caledonia beat Triton, 39-7. Goodhue down Norwood Young America, 17-0. Randolph too much for Rush City, 38-12. Maple River over Janesville Waldorf Pemberton, 36-20. It was Eden Valley Watkins over Kimball area, 30-0. Love Powder Ridge up in Kimball. Osakis beat Pillager 30-22. Holdingford beat Staples Motley 41-0. Moose Lake Willow River beat Greenway and Nashua Keewatin 55-18. Waterville Elysian Morristown beat St. Clair and Cato Loyola 36-0. Aiken too much for Crosby Ironton 42-14. Holly Down Frazee 24-14. Barnesville beat Pelican Rapids 66-36. Jackson County Central handled Windham area 67-0. JCC been near or at the top of the rankings, and they are really good. LeSueur Henderson beat Lake Crystal Welcome 28-6. And then Redwood Valley plays St. Cloud Cathedral tonight at 7 o'clock. 1A, Minneota's been at the top of the rankings all year. Let's see if we can find Minneota Vikings score, and they beat McRae 62-0 today. One of the rivals, Dawson Boyd, beat Lakeville 49-14. Minneota hammered Dawson Boyd during the regular season. Springfield beat Sleepy Eye United 43-0. Murray County Central over RTR 45-7. Breckenridge shut out Otter Tail Central 35-0. Barnum down Deer River 30-12. Manoman Wobbin over Ada Borup West 43-0. Parker's Prairie shut out Walker Hackensack Akeley 52-0. Upsala Swanville too much for Browerville 42-0. How about this? Belgrade Brute and Alrosa beat Ashby Brandon Evansville 6-0. Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop beat Cleveland 26-7. Leicester Prairie shut out St. James 22-0. And we're out of time. We got to go. Big thanks to Jonathan Lowe. Big thanks to you for tuning in. College football final. We've squeezed in some high school football scores. Good luck to all those teams playing tonight. We have the news in a moment here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.